Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Jay Schultz, president of Am Yisrael, a Jewish unity organization, and founder of Adopt a Savta, a volunteer group aimed at promoting companionship for elderly Holocaust survivors. Jay, it's Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day. There's the usual siren, but due to the coronavirus lockdown, little else, as the usual group commemorations are canceled. Adopt a Savta exists to battle loneliness among Holocaust survivors, something a lockdown of this type certainly doesn't help. How are you getting around this in general during the pandemic?
Adopt a Savta's main mission is to combat loneliness with the elderly. And of course, as the coronavirus began its onset on humanity, we had to really react very quickly to stop home visits of our volunteers and ramp up phone calls and checking in on the physical needs on a more regular basis with the lonely elderly, who normally, in the best of times, have a difficult time filling the refrigerators and their medicine cabinets, but even more so when we found out that Corona uniquely affected the elderly, who were clearly the most vulnerable. And so our volunteers were at that point perfectly suited to have the pre-existing relationship with our elderly survivors and be able to interact and respond quickly to those physical needs.
You are listening to Jay Schultz, president of Am Yisrael, a Jewish unity organization, and founder of Adopt a Savta, a volunteer group aimed at promoting companionship for elderly Holocaust survivors. How does your organization usually mark Holocaust Remembrance Day? What are you doing this year?
Each year, Adopt a Savta produces the largest in English Yom HaShoah memorial ceremony that happens in Israel. Of course, Yad Vashem hosts their in Hebrew large national Yom HaShoah Tekes. And so here in Tel Aviv, typically we have 1,000+ young people in the center of Tel Aviv hearing survivor testimony and having a candle lighting. Of course, this year, because of the corona pandemic, we had to go virtual online, and with some phenomenal international partners across Jewish communities in Europe and the U.S., we were able to bring that same model to the world.
What do you hear from Holocaust survivors? What are their chief needs? Their numbers are dwindling, and it certainly can't be getting any easier for them.
What we're hearing from survivors now more than anything is their basic needs of human interaction. You know, of the 150,000 survivors left in Israel, an average about 40 passing away per day, there are many real physical needs of food and housing and healthcare. But still, yet, their number one simple complaint is simple loneliness. That's why the organization Adopt a Savta was created. That is our main mandate. And, you know, loneliness is the one thing that really the government's job isn't to take care of. It's the job of the people. It's the job of our society. It's the job of the Jewish people to care for our elderly, specifically, even more importantly, our survivors, who, as we can all understand, really we have about a decade left to take care of and invest in and learn from this holy generation. So what we're hearing now, when not only are the elderly already very isolated, but they have extra level of forced isolation. So beyond the need for human interaction, for real relationship, which of course is what our adopted granddaughters and grandson volunteers do on a regular basis, it's those physical needs of running to the supermarket, running to the pharmacy, that thankfully we've been able to tremendously ramp up our call to action internationally to find Hebrew speakers around the world, and of course around Israel, willing to work our phone banks, reach out to not just survivors, but tens of thousands of elderly in the north and south of Israel, find out what their physical needs are beyond their emotional needs, and then be able to on the phone interface with local welfare departments of municipalities to get those physical needs taken care of.
Jay Schultz, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.